听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 28. Section 1. Functions and happenings.
A.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, 40p a pound. Your lovely salad tomatoes today. Lots of lovely mush, 50p half pound. And a punnet of strawberries for £1.
B.
You have exactly 3.5 hours before polling stations close. 3.5 hours, which means obviously that you've got 3.5 hours in which to cast your vote, a vote which I know you're all going to cast for Mary Hargreaves, the future Member of Parliament. Mary Hargreaves has campaigned furiously and industriously over the...
C.
Welcome to Tesco's. May we inform our customers that today we have English strawberries on special offer at only 65p a pound, and raspberries at only 49p a pound, and loganberries at 38p a pound. We hope you will avail yourselves of our special offers.
D.
We can't continue the concert until people have cleared the central aisle. The space... We've got to keep the path clear for emergency services. And we can't continue the music until it is cleared. Now, please, clear the central aisle.
E.
End apartheid! End apartheid! Apartheid! Out! 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 Free Africa! Free Africa! Black and white together! Black and white together! Apartheid out! Apartheid out! 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 Out!
F.
Now, a few points for all the stewards and demonstrators before we move up. Can you be quiet, please? Now, will all the stewards please remember to walk on the outside of the column, on the outside, very important, and the demonstrators, please pay particular attention to the route. Now, we'll be walking down Park Lane to Piccadilly, and we'll be going through Piccadilly Circus and Leicester Square, and from then on into Trafalgar Square. No right turns, no left turns, straight on into Trafalgar Square. Is that okay?
G.
Hey, the old iron! Hey, the old iron! Hey, the old iron! Hey, the old iron!
Section 2. A. Kinds of people.
He's quite a solitary type of person, really. You know, he spends most of his time at home, reading, listening to the radio, things like that. He goes out to the pub occasionally, and he does quite a lot of singing, too. He belongs to the local choir, I believe, but you never see him at weekends. He's always off somewhere in the country, walking or fishing. He does a lot of fishing, actually, but always on his own. Funny sort of bloke.
B. Career, woman, and marriage.
Miss Barbara Pring, the head of Push It Advertising Agency, is being interviewed for a radio program on women and work.
So here you are, Miss Pring, right at the top of your profession in advertising. I suppose you have quite a lot of men working under you, don't you?
Yes, I do. Most of my employees are men, in fact.
I see. And they don't mind having a woman boss?
No, why should they? I'm good at my job.
Yes, of course. But tell me, Miss Pring, have you never thought about getting married? I mean, most women do think about it from time to time.
But I am married.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize, Mrs...
I prefer not to use my married name in the office.
And your husband, how does he like being married to a career woman?
He has nothing to complain about.
No, of course not. By the way, what does he do?
Well, he prefers to stay at home and run the house. He enjoys doing that, as a matter of fact.
C. The uncle I hardly knew.
Well, I'll come straight to the point. As you know, your uncle, Eduardo Gatto, died last December.
Yes, I was very sorry to hear that, even though I hadn't heard from him for a long time.
Mm. Did you know that he was a very rich man?
No, I didn't.
Yes, and that's why I've come to see you. I have some news for you.
What?
He's left everything to you.
What?
Yes. The sum comes to more than 2 million Australian dollars.
What? I can't believe it.
It's all true. In his will, Mr. Gatto left clear instructions that I should come to London personally to see you.
I just can't get over it. I feel it's just too good to be true.
Oh, it's true, all right, believe me. However, there are certain restrictions about how you can use the money. Would you like me to go through them with you now?
Yes, yes, please do.
Well, first of all, you mustn't spend it all at once. The money will be paid to you gradually over a period of 10 years.
Yes, yes, I understand. But before you go on, could you tell me how my uncle made all this money?
Pizza.
Pardon?
Pizza. You know, the thing people eat with cheese.
Yes,
and...
yes, of course. But how could he make so much money with pizza?
Well, he introduced it into Australia just before it became very popular. And he set up a chain of pizza restaurants. They're very successful. He was a very intelligent, good businessman.
It's strange that he never wrote to us. Never. I know he was very fond of me.
But he couldn't. That was his problem.
Pardon? He couldn't what?
Write.
He couldn't? Do you really mean he couldn't...
Write. Even though he was very intelligent. And that brings me to the other restriction in his will. You must use part of the money for your own further education. And Mr. Gatto was a great believer in it. He always regretted he didn't get one himself.
D. Bargainings.
I'm fed up with sitting on packing cases, Joe. Don't you think we could buy at least 2 chairs?
Do you know how much new chairs cost? One cheap, comfortable armchair? £80.
Yes, I know. It's terrible. But I have an idea. Why don't we look for chairs at a street market? I've always wanted to see one.
All right. Which one shall we go to?
Portobello Road, I think. There are a lot of second-hand things there. But we'll have to go tomorrow. It's only open on Saturdays.
What time do you want to go? Not too early, I hope.
The guidebook says the market's open from 9 to 6. It's a very popular market, so we'd better be there when it opens.
Right. I'll set the alarm.
Joe, look at the crowd.
They must have the same guidebook that we have.
But it's very exciting. Look at that old tablecloth and those beautiful curtains.
Aren't we looking for chairs?
Yes, but we need curtains. Come on. Whew. I'm so tired that I can't even remember what we've bought.
I can. A lot of rubbish. I'll make some tea. You can have a look at our bargains.
Joe, the curtains are beautiful, but they're very dirty.
What did you say?
I said the curtains were very dirty.
Why don't you wash them?
I can't. They're too big. I'll have them dry cleaned.
And what are you going to do about those holes? Can you mend them?
I can't. I can't sew. I'll have them mended.
How much will all that cost? I never want to see another bargain. And we still haven't got any chairs.
Section 3. A. A mugging.
One night, Mrs. Riley, an elderly widow, was walking along a dark London street. She was carrying her handbag in one hand and a plastic carrier bag in the other. There was nobody else in the street except two youths. They were standing in a dark shop doorway. One of them was very tall with fair hair. The other was short and fat with a beard and moustache. The youths waited for a few moments and then ran quickly and quietly towards Mrs. Riley. The tall youth held her from behind while the other youth tried to snatch her handbag. Suddenly Mrs. Riley threw the tall youth over her shoulder. He crashed into the other youth and they both landed on the ground. Without speaking, Mrs. Riley struck both of them on the head with her handbag and walked calmly away. The two surprised youths were still sitting on the ground when Mrs. Riley crossed the street towards a door with a lighted sign above it. Mrs. Riley paused, turned round, smiled at the youths, and walked into the South West London Judo Club.
B. Bank robbery.
Would you mind showing me your check card?
Certainly. Here you are.
This is a hold-up. Hands up. Hand over the money or I'll shoot.
Just a minute. Would you mind waiting your turn? This lady was before you.
All right. But hurry up.
How would you like the money?
In fives, please.
Five. Now then, sir, what can I do for you?
I've just told you. This is a hold-up and I want some money.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that easy. If you want me to give you some money, you'll have to open an account first.
Do you mean that if I open an account, then you'll give me some money?
That would be the first step.
Well, OK, I'll open an account. Hand over the form, quickly!
Here we are. Just fill it in and sign at the bottom.
I haven't got a pen.
You could borrow mine if you like.
Oh, thanks.
If it would make things easier, I'll hold that for you.
OK. Right. Now hand over the money, quickly.
I'm sorry, but before we can open the account, you'll need two referees.
Will she do?
I'd be happy to write a reference.
No, she doesn't know you well enough.
What about my doctor?
Yes, that'll be fine for one. And the other?
Oh, would my probation officer do?
Yes, I should think so. Would you like to ask him to fill in these forms and then bring them back next week?
So if I bring these forms back next week, you'll give me some money?
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Oh, right. Right then. I'll see you next week. Thanks for being so helpful.
It's all part of the service. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.